We've sent our reporter Peg Alexander along to a back garden somewhere in Leeds, Peg.
That's right, Jake. Right now, I'm actually in the dining room in Chapel Allerton, and I'm looking out of the windows into someone's back garden because, of course, the RSPB Big Garden Bird Watch this weekend is all about, as you were saying, asking people to see what you can see in your back garden or even in your park. So maybe you might see some starlings or a wood pigeon or two, or maybe even a chaffinch. And bird enthusiast Martin Calvert... well, he is doing just that today, and it's his garden we're actually looking at the moment. Martin, why are you taking part?
I just think it's really important to record how birds are doing, and this RSPB's bird watch has been going for a long time, and they can actually plot trends of what birds are doing well and what birds are really struggling.
So you've been counting since 8:15 this morning. You're actually counting from inside.
Yeah, because the garden is right next to the house. If I went in the garden, there would be no birds there, so I have to count from inside.
What have you seen so far?
We've had about 11 species so far. We've had starlings, house sparrows, dunnock, blue-tit robin, magpie. We've got an enormous grey squirrel at the moment.
That's right. So in the last few minutes, in fact, we saw about 4 starlings, didn't we? We saw the robin, we saw the and as you say, the big squirrel. Because it's not just birds that the RSPB are asking you to monitor this year, is it?
No, it's everything you see in your garden in the hour, and then they also want you to add onto the form anything you see throughout the year, and you put down how often you see these things throughout the year as well.
Now, we described you as a bird enthusiast, and coming in your house, you can definitely tell that. In fact, your clock just went off, giving us a bit of a tweeting sound, a twittering sound. Why do you like birds so much?
I mean, just birds are just brilliant. They're just great to watch. I like feeding them. I like providing nest boxes for them and just watching them.
Now, while we've been stood here, you've been saying to me, oh, look, there's a such and such, and look at that, that's a such and such. I have to say, they all look a little bit the same to me. They look big or small. How do you tell them apart so easily?
I think you just get to know one bird at a time, and then when you see a different bird, you know it's some, you don't know what it is, but you know it's you know what it isn't, sort of thing, and then you just gradually build up your repertoire. I went birding with my father-in-law. He like mentored me for a while, and then eventually you're able to go out on your own, and you know what's what.
Now, because you're a bird enthusiast, you've done quite a few things to actually encourage birds to come to your garden and come to your street here in Chapel Allerton. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, one of the main things is the starlings. When we first moved in 30 years ago, there was a big flock of 60 starlings, and now, the last couple of years, it went down to like 4 or 6 birds. So we started feeding them daily. We feed live mealworms, and I put nest boxes up. There's 9 houses in the street have actually got a starling nest box on, and hopefully this year they'll... they used the nest boxes last year. Hopefully they'll use more nest boxes this year to stay and breed and build the flock back up again.
Now, when I got here, I said to you, would it be okay if I explain it? Your garden's not exactly huge, is it?